For much of the pandemic, Hollywood stars and major film productions have called Australia home, attracted by our low COVID numbers and hundreds of millions of dollars of government incentives. Aussies who've been making a name for themselves behind the camera also have returned home. But now that the film sets in the US and Canada have reopened, is this movie boom coming to an end? Stephanie Smale reports.
You're live.
The cameras are rolling outside Village Roadshow Studios on the Gold Coast. All eyes on a pink yacht, suspended metres above the dusty ground, surrounded by huge blue screens. It's one of the sets for True Spirit, the screen adaptation of Australian sailor Jessica Watson's record-breaking solo circumnavigation of the world.
Yeah, we like that a lot.
Yeah, so this here is our interior boat set.
The film's executive producer, Georgina Marquis, has spent 20 years building an impressive CV overseas, but came home when COVID hit and Hollywood shut down. And she's glad she did.
We've got an amazing crew. We're working lovely 10-hour days.
It's not all that idyllic, with higher operating costs and challenges finding staff compared to the United States.
I think the biggest challenges, at least during this boom, is just sort of the lack of crew. And obviously in COVID times, the ability to bring up people from interstate, equipment and vendors is sort of limited as well.
But can Australia keep counting on luring big name cast and crew away from the US? Georgina Marquis says international border restrictions aren't helping.
It feels like things are starting to die out, and I think that is mostly because of the restrictions that we have with borders and getting people into the country. It just makes it really difficult. We're very isolated here.
But she thinks government funding will help keep the cameras rolling.
You know, I think there will certainly still be a steady stream. It may not be as busy as it has been in the last sort of, you know, 12, 18 months. They're definitely worth waiting for, the incentives, absolutely. But you need to be able to do your job. You need to be able to move around.
Award-winning writer and director Sarah Spillane has been in Australia for 6 months shooting True Spirit, but she's heading back to the US as soon as filming wraps.
There's a lot more opportunities for me in the US than there are here, but I would love to continue to work here.
She's confident as long as government funding keeps flowing, the international film industry will keep coming here.
The government incentives are a huge part of that decision making. If they continue, then yes, I think there will continue to be quality international productions being made out of Australia.
Industry bosses concede international competition is now increasing. Kate Marks is the CEO of Ausfilm, a government and industry partnership that promotes Australia as an international movie-making destination.
We always knew that at some point the world would open up and we'd be back to that place that we were pre-COVID, which is it's a very competitive environment, but Australia really does have an incredibly attractive offer to provide these international filmmakers. You know, our locations, our crew facilities are some of the best in the world.
Screen Australia boss Graham Mason is also confident things will pick up again next year.
I think there's a natural decline in production right at the moment, and for a couple of reasons. One, the rest of the world is opening up, and, you know, I'm not going to be a fool and deny that there are a few challenges at the moment to work in Australia. What we are still seeing is there's a lot of local filming right now, quite a lot of inbound international, which is really aiming to be back here in 2022.
Screen Australia Chief Executive Graham Mason ending Stephanie Smale's report.